Welcome to the daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi Phil Cherish of the Orthodox Union, filling in for Naftali Herman. Thank you so much to each of you for joining today's call. Thank you as well to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Ira Eben of Congregation Ohev Shalom in Merrick, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Eben slowly reciting our daily dose of three chapters of Tehillim, chapters 23, 121, and 130, Prakim Kaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, which will be followed by the Mishaberach Bercholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eben.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for this opportunity and for the many incredible projects that the OU provides. Now, we are still in the midst of the Yom season, having celebrated Yom HaAtzmaut on Thursday, and with Yom Yerushalayim coming up in just a couple of weeks. In front of our shul in Merrick, Long Island, our front lawn is adorned with about a dozen flags of Israel, beautifully waving the kahol v'lavan, the blue and white, especially on a sunny and breezy day like this. Now, as everyone knows, if you are a Zionist in America, there is one biblical obligation that one must be fulfilled on Yom HaAtzmaut, and that is to eat a blue and white cookie or a blue and white cupcake. Now, there are different opinions of how much of this cookie one must consume. It has to be a minimum of a 3-inch cookie, but if you want to fulfill Rabbeinu Tam's, it has to be a 5-incher. The blue and white frosting should be consumed at the same time, not separately, and at least the majority of the cookie, what the poskim call rov uga, that should be eaten within a 9-minute period without speaking between bites. And a reminder, of course, that one who can't eat this cookie within 30 days of Yom HaAtzmaut, unless they're taken captive to a place which has no blue and white cookies or any carbs for that matter, and then it would be permitted. So what I wanted to discuss today in the few minutes that I haven't yet wasted is the symbolism of this blue and white, the blue and white cookie, and why, if we can't be there, we in the diaspora can at least feel something special with our blue and white pastry. Rabbi Soloveitchik gave a talk about the symbolism of blue and white, which he published in an article with that title. Of course, the colors come from the mitzvah of tzitzit, whereas a white garment is required to have one string of tzachelet, of blue. And as explained Rabbi Soloveitchik, the white in rabbinic literature always represents clarity, what we can understand and what we can comprehend. The blue, on the other hand, says the Gemara, in Gemara Menachot, reminds us of the sea, which reminds us of the sky, which reminds us of the Kisei HaKavod, of God's throne. Said the Rav, when you look at the sea and the sky, you think of the infinite. And so the blue string of Tehillah reminds us of things in this world that we don't understand, the incomprehensible and the intangible. Said the Rav, that is the symbolism of the blue and white of the flag of Israel, and of the cookie consumed, of course, by the American Zionists on Yom HaAtzmaut. And the Rav explained this idea on three levels. First, it's upon us. A rational person needs to understand everything. Scientifically, we want to understand more than we ever have. But the person who lives in the blue and the white always knows that there are things that are not in our control, that God is pulling that blue string in the sky, and that we have to find ways to be comfortable being in his hands. Second is the blue and the white of the Jewish people. Now, last week, I officiated a funeral of a 97-year-old woman who was a Holocaust survivor. The children told me about their mother's incredible demeanor, how positive and optimistic she was always, throughout almost the entire life. But unfortunately, in the last couple of years of her life, she developed dementia. And then, in those times, she was constantly afraid of people stealing things, afraid of being in danger and being paranoid. Many of the memories of her time in Auschwitz and during the Shoah came back to her. And as I listened to this, I marveled at it. Can you imagine how this woman had to suppress these memories for 75 years? And only a people who live in the blue and the white could rise up from the ashes and be able to create a beautiful life and look at the world as if it's beautiful as well. And of course, thirdly, there is the blue and white of Israel. Any rational, sane person would say that for a nation that has been scattered and persecuted for 2,000 years, for a nation like that to even believe that they could resurrect their homeland completely surrounded by enemies, no rational person would ever believe that. But to quote David Ben-Gurion, in Israel, not to believe in miracles is irrational. We have persevered as Jews and as Am Yisrael because we know life isn't black or white. It's not even gray. Our lives are blue and white. And when we eat those cookies and wave those flags, we reaffirm that that's the team we are on. That no matter what challenges we face, we know that we are part of the greatest and most unique story ever told. Kachol v'lavan, zeh tzeva sheli. The blue and white, that is my color. That is the color of the Jewish people. Friends, we'll continue by reciting the chapters of Tehillim. We'll start with Chof Gimel, followed by Psalm 23, followed by Psalm 121 and 130. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzar, v'nodesha yarbitzeni, al me'menuchol tinalini. Nafshi yishovev yanchini v'magle tzedek laman shmo, gam ki elech b'geit salmavet, lo irara ki ata imadi. Shiftecho mishantecha, heima yinachamuni, tarach lafanei shulcha neged sorai. Deshanta b'shem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdafuni kol yimei chayai, v'shapti b'veit Adonai li'orach yamin. Psalm 121, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shilam alot, etzai nai el arim me'ayin yavo ezri, ezri mi'im Adonai ose shemayim va'aretz. Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha yad yaminecha. Yom ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach b'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teitcha v'lecha. Me'ata v'ad olam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir malot, mimamakim karaticha Adonai. Adonai shema b'koli, tiena aznecha kashuot b'kol tachnunai. Im avonot tishmarya Adonai b'yamod, kimcha slicha leman tivare. Kiviti Adonai kevta nashi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim aboker, shomrim aboker. Yechel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai yechased erabei mofudot, v'hu yifdeat Yisrael mikol avonotav. We'll now recite the Mishaberach for Cholim, prayers for those who are in need of our refuah shleima. Mishaberach avotinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, v'hu yivarech v'rapei et hacholim v'et hacholot. Ba'avor she'anachnu mitvalam ba'avoram. V'spar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'achimam la'apotam achzikam yachiyotam. V'shachem v'fuah shleima v'shamayim. V'rachamim v'shasagidem v'tok shar chol Yisrael. V'fuah t'nefesh v'fuah t'gof. Hashta ba'gol ezman karev v'nomar amen. And we'll conclude with Achino kol Beit Yisrael. Achino kol Beit Yisrael hanatun v'mitzara u'vishadya. Omdin bein bayam u'bein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachim aleihem v'yotei mitzala revacha v'yafei la'ora. Shiva the Gula, Hashta Bagolov Mankariv, Ben Omar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Edmund, for your Divrei Chizuk and Divrei Tfila. As with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Leonard Matanky of Congregation KINS here in Chicago, Illinois. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.